This is With Intrepid Heart Sermons, sermons preached by Reverend Adam Moline at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. You can find our website at goodshepherdlincoln.org, and the texts for our sermons each week follow the historic one-year lectionary. Let's listen in to today's sermon. In the name of Jesus, amen. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen. You should practice your righteousness, surely, but the purpose is not to be seen. Not by the world, anyways. There always seems to be just a little bit of hypocrisy going on in that regard when we get to Ash Wednesday, doesn't there? A pastor who I went to college with on Facebook Live, live streaming from the local coffee shop so that people can come in, receive a cross, and he can get advertising for his church. Christians now putting glitter in with the ashes, not because it teaches us anything about Jesus, not even because it looks pretty, but rather to stand in solidarity with wicked sexual deviancy. People getting crosses on their foreheads, not in repentance and faith, but rather so that they can brag about how they're a Christian and holy all day long at work. Even us, right? We come here into church, we get a big black ashy mark upon our forehead, and then we sit down in the pews and we hear the gospel lesson just read. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, but anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but instead by your Father, who sees in secret. Seems like we're doing the exact opposite of what Jesus is saying, doesn't it? So are we hypocrites? Or aren't we? Are we disobeying Christ's own words in today's gospel lesson? Or are we faithful Christians? There is a difference between the hypocrite and the non-hypocrite. Between the faithful and the not faithful. And Jesus teaches it in our gospel lesson. And the difference is not whether your forehead is clean or dirty right now. It isn't whether you pray publicly like we're going to do or privately at home. It isn't whether you give to the poor with trumpets or whether you do so quietly without anyone else knowing. Those are not the real distinctions. The difference is what is in your heart. What is in secret? Where God sees, but no one else does. The difference is faith. Faith looks to Jesus and to Jesus alone for salvation. If you have faith in Jesus, the right faith, the true faith, then you are not a hypocrite. because you are being honest about who you are here today. You see, a faithful Christian knows the truth. First off, that they are a sinner. A Christian knows that they are a sinner because God's word tells them that truth. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There are none righteous, no, not one. We were all, by nature, children of wrath. O wretched man that I am, who could possibly save me from this world of death? These passages and others tell us the truth through God's holy word that we are sinners. These words are true because they are God's words. God declares them, and God does not lie. We know we are sinners because God says so. And we know that we are sinners because we see it in ourselves. At least if we're honest with ourselves. We live our lives in such a way that every day we see our sin. We see how we disobey God's word. We see it in our anger, in our hatred, our wickedness, our adulterous thoughts, our idle words of gossip, our slander, and more. We see these things in our lives, not just committed by other people, out there, not in the church building, but by us, by our fault, our own most grievous fault. We have sinned. Us, you, me, we sin by our thoughts, words, and deeds. And our faith knows it. God's word says it. We experience it in our lives. And we know what will come because of our sin, what the consequences are. Scripture teaches that as well. The wages of sin are death. The one who sins must die. We are but dust. And to dust we will return. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. The sting of death is inescapable because we have sinned. God's word is clear. God's word is true. And so we are not hypocrites. For confessing boldly upon our foreheads this truth. The cross you wear is not to show off. It's there, ashes, dirty, burned palms, grotesquely smeared on your forehead to speak the truth. And to all who see, we will die because we sin. Our flesh will see decay. We will return to the dust from whence we came because that's what we deserve. That's the truth. That's what the ashes confess upon our own foreheads. That's what our faith believes. And our faith does not stop there, though. For our God was not silent after revealing who we are by nature, poor, miserable sinners. God's word went on and spoke more. He speaks to the unhypocritical Christian that while we were still sinners, he sent his son to die for us. God's word speaks about mercy, forgiveness, and eternal payment for sins, accomplished not by what you have done, but rather by what Jesus has done. By his holy life, his perfect death, his resurrection, by the shedding of his blood, our sins are healed. By what he accomplished, he paid for all that we had done wrong, the debt we owed to God, to society, to one another, Jesus paid in full. By what he did, death and the grave have been defeated. Your sins have been washed away. You've been anointed in the waters of baptism to declare this is true. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us, the righteous for all of us unrighteous. By grace you have been saved through faith, this not of your own doing. He saved us not by things done by us in righteousness, but according to his mercy. This is love. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and gave his sin as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Jesus died for sinners, amongst whom we are the foremost. It's not something far off, pie in the sky when you die. It's not something we have to search for or invite into our hearts or pay for or earn. God gives forgiveness to us. Mercifully, graciously, by what Jesus accomplished, he does so here in church, in the divine service, through the preaching of his word. The Holy Spirit creates faith in your hearts that confesses the truth about your sin and about your forgiveness in Jesus. Through the waters of holy baptism, water and the word wash away all your guilt and your shame. Through the Lord's Supper, you come into physical contact with God, in, with, and under the bread and the wine for forgiveness, life, and salvation. Here in church, God gives you all that you need for your faith to be nourished and fed, for your sins to be cleansed from you. God here comes to us to give us faith. Faith that looks to Jesus. Faith that confesses the truth. That's why the smear on your forehead isn't just a random shape. It's not a handprint. It's a cross. It reminds you of your sin, yes, but it also reminds you of the only hope for that sin. Jesus died for you. He bore your sin, died the death you deserved, paid for your guilt. That's our faith, our confession of faith. Whether it is confessed by standing and praying here in church, confessed by giving to support the poor and the needy around you, whether it's confessed by fasting during the month leading up to Easter, whether it's confessed by ashes in the shape of a cross on your forehead. The confession of Jesus, that's what's important. The faith that actively confesses that. We are not hypocrites. Not if we have that faith. If that faith is absent, if you have ashes on only for show, then repent. If that faith is absent, and you have ashes on your forehead only to gain favor from others at work, then repent. If you have glittery ashes to show solidarity with something sinful, repent. If you're a Christian, repent and believe in Jesus. That's what Christians do. They repent and trust in Christ. Dear friends in Christ, return to me even now, declares the Lord, with fasting, with weeping, with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your garments. Confess the truth of who Jesus is, your Savior from all sin. In the name of Jesus, amen. That concludes today's sermon from Pastor Adam Moline. For more information about the Lutheran faith, check out our church website, goodshepherdlincoln.org. The title of this podcast, With Intrepid Heart, comes from the conclusion to the Book of Concord, where it is written, "This is our faith, doctrine, and confession, in which we also are willing, by God's grace, to appear with intrepid hearts before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of it." God's blessings on your day.